الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. With regard to this ayat kareema, we tried to explain that roza's ulama have written on the various parts of the body also, we should keep roza, then that will constitute what we call a psalm, a fast, a roza. And then we will get what is meant on that, and that is taqwa, and the great rewards that there is for ibadat, for roza, etc. And also, then our du'as will be readily accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We will be blessed with the qualities of sabr, and for sabr there is jannat. For which we will be blessed with the quality of generosity. And how fortunate is not that person who can just spend, who has got trust that Allah is giving. That it comes in the Hadith Sharif, whatever you spend, Allah gives you more. And that our yaqeen comes on that, and your person becomes generous like that, and all this is to be achieved in this month of Ramadan. And all that will come when we keep our roza, our fast, as it is supposed to be kept. With regard to that, we discuss roza of the eyes, and we should revise that in our minds all the time and check whether we are keeping the rozas of the eyes. That is, not looking at anything haram, doubtful, undesirable, or even what is permitted, but during the straining period that we even avoid that. Just like when a person is ill, doctor might say, no water for you while you are ill. Afterwards you'll drink water, but he'll tell you, overcome your illness. Or he will tell you, no spicy food. But when you regain your health, you can have spicy food again. Of course, in moderate, not going over the limits and that. So during this period, even things which are permitted to look at, but we don't need to look at them. We should try and avoid that also. And then roza of the tongue also we explained about all the gunas of the tongue, the ears, and then of the stomach also. That even what are permissible things, what we can avoid, and we avoid them, then that we will be able to avoid haram easily after that. Then the roza of the heart we were discussing, and in that, like pride which comes in a person, the opposite of pride, tawadu, what a great quality it is, and we have to develop that. And as we are going, all of us, mentally at least, we should have a checklist, that how is my condition with regard to my pride, to my tawadu, etc. Then also we discussed yesterday about thoughts that come to a person. And in that thoughts, there is fantasizing also. That also a person must totally stay away from. And then bad thoughts about other people also. And in fact, in Ramadan, if we can, as ulama, Buzurgani Deen advise us, that if we can do all our work that we are supposed to do in Ramadan before Ramadan. So we even what our necessary work is, like our shopping for the house, do it before Ramadan. Or leave it after Ramadan. Whatever we can, Ramadan, keep it free only. So in the same way, even all our talking, what are necessary things, if we try and do all the talking before Ramadan, necessary things. In Ramadan, let us cut down on our speech. In our thoughts also. There are many things we have to think about. We have to plan, we have to arrange. But what we can, leave that in the month of. If we control our thoughts from these permissible things, then to stay away from the haram for the rest of the year, rest of our lives, we won't be plagued with this terrible disease of bad thoughts that come to us. And thought, is that something which you don't know from where it comes, and it comes in you, and then you decide to act on that, and what don't you do just on that thought that came to you? And then afterwards, where that one thought leads a person to. And if a person gets cured of these stray thoughts and all the bad thoughts, very, very lucky and fortunate is that person. We can really see if we spend our month of Ramadan correctly, not that we will only become angels, but more than angels also. This one month Allah has given us, and that is for the whole ummah, everywhere. And then we have come for that purpose. So it is an additional great bonus for us that we are here so that our islah must be made. Our reformation takes place. So moreover, ours should take place and should take place to a greater degree also. May Allah give us all tawfiq. With regard to the roza of the heart, which is pride, there mustn't be, there must be humility, and all these thoughts that we get, we must control our thoughts, etc. Ulama discussed at this point also with regard to the heart, niyat, intentions. This is also a very, very important aspect. And if we correct ourselves as far as niyat is concerned, and in this period of about 30 days, if we got niyat under control, also we can see what a great achievement it is. Firstly, that we should make niyat. We have become so computerized that all just by a click of a button, we got up in the morning, we go to toilet, we come and make wudu, hopefully inshallah we make our tahajjud, we make some du'as, etc., we make some tilawat, etc., but it shouldn't be computerized. That we just, everything is just followed. The button was pressed and now everything. But if we do it consciously, So much so, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, somebody asked Hazrat that if a person comes in the masjid, stepping in with the right foot, sunnat. And he made niyat, he made his niyat also, everything. He read his du'as also, not the niyat, he made his du'as, etc. So when you get the sawab of sunnah, and just it has now become a habit. And he's not even conscious about it at all. He's talking to somebody, but he's stepping in with the right foot. And he's saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka min rahmatik. Maulana said that it is good, but the reward of the sunnah will be when that is in the mind that I'm doing it according to sunnah. And I'm doing it for sunnah's sake and for the pleasure of Allah. So this we have to train ourselves. That with that training, everything will come. That we eat with the right hand. Otherwise, if so much we eat with the left hand also, we give and take things also with the left hand, but we do it with the right. And very, very fortunate if at that time, just the thought is the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will enhance that amal so much more. And we will get the closeness of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And this is also all to be achieved in this month. And we can achieve it if we just pay attention. So niyat we must try and make. And during this month, try and refresh. All the time we make niyat. So first of all, we have to make niyat. And then, of course, by niyat, normally it's understood, good niyat for the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise, niyat just like that, mutlaqan, could also mean you make niyat to show people. You make niyat, like our Shaykh, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah reward him tremendously. A person's stomach was upset, and he wasn't feeling right. So he thought, let me keep roza. My stomach will come in under control. So that, he made niyat. But there isn't sawab in that. He hasn't kept that roza for Allah's pleasure. Oh, which happens very commonly, yeah, in our country, at different places, that you are at a traffic light robot, and there is somebody pestering you at the window. He wants something. And you decide to give him, just him, just to get rid of him. You're not giving for the pleasure of Allah. Because he's troubling you. So just give him something and he'll go. Or somebody, or your wife, or somebody will even just give him something, let him go. So that wasn't for Allah's pleasure. Your niyat you made, but your niyat was that he must go. So there is no sawab for that. And there is fear that we will be taken to task also for that, for niyat, that we do amal, which is not for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Hopefully, Allah bless us and this is the month to achieve it. All, alhamdulillah, the ummah at large, how lot of amal they are doing. And then, like here, what we are witnessing, mashallah, satis, there are those satis who are making one khatam of Quran daily. Others who are reading 10 suparas a day. So much. But if our niyat is not correct, then everything will be lost. And if niyat is correct, more than one khatam a day, we can get more than that also. If our according niyatul mu'min, khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a mu'min is much more better than his amal. But our amal, we are very, very restricted. We as humans, even in our niyat, we will be restricted. But our niyat goes much more further than what our amal can go. Our amal is very limited. A person spends 10,000 rand, for example, he gives away in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He can manage, he gives daily, he's giving in Ramzan 10,000, for example. But his niyat can be to give 1 million rand. His niyat can be to give 10 million. And as a human, even that amount you want to give is also limited. But anyway, it can be a huge amount, but niyat you can make. And Allah reward our elders, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, this is commonly spoken about, that a poor person also makes niyat, that if I had money, like the rich person going for Hajj every year, going for Umrah, and going for in Jamaat, spending in the path of Allah, if I had money, I should also do that. So to test whether you are sincere, you're a poor person, you can't afford it. But if you can't give 1 million rand, you can give 1 rand. Are you giving that 1 rand or not? There are those people who keep rozas every day. So I can't, my health doesn't permit, for example. But do I keep 1 roza at least? Ramzan roza safaras, that means the nafal rozas. Do I keep at least 1 roza now and then? I admire and I wish that if I had good health, I should also keep rozas like those people. But am I keeping that 1 roza? So how much we can do, are we doing that? Those who are making 1 khatam, alhamdulillah, I can't manage that. But am I reading my 1 supara? Am I reading how much I care, what is in my means, what is within me? So that we have to see. So niyat is a very, very great thing. And in this month, this is a month to make our niyat also. And as much as we can practice and build our niyat. So first of all, to make niyat. This is also Allah reward our elders. What great ulama Allah has blessed us. Manana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, if a person does a good deed and he was blanked, he just did it, there will be sawab for that also. It won't be regarded as a futile act. And it won't be regarded as for ghairullah. It will be for Allah, but it will be at a very low level. And according to the niyats a person make, which hopefully we don't slip up, we speak how many niyats we can make for so many things we can make. So according to that, we will get our reward. So to make niyat, we should get in the habit now. Even sahri we eat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sahri food is mubarak food. He told his sahaba, come join me in the food of barakat. So if we eat our sahri also, that this is sahri is a great sunnah. And ulama have stressed so much on having sahri. Otherwise, it comes to many times, it comes in a person's life, in people, that at night we eat finish with the niyat of sahri. We don't get up for sahri. But to get up for sahri at that time and to eat at that time, and who doesn't like to eat? But that time to eat with the niyat of sahri, what a great ibadah. But if we make that niyat, that same sahri, the reward will go so much more further. And if we don't make, we made our sahri, we don't make niyat for roza, our roza will be made. Ulama, fuqaha, right, why did you get up? Why are you eating sahri? Because you want to make, you came for namaz. When you started your namaz, you didn't make namaz. I'm making niyat, I'm making for kasfaras of asr namaz. But why did you come to the masjid asr time? You for your namaz. So your namaz will be made. But by niyat, you can go much, much more higher. And if we make the wrong niyat, like for example, students come, there will be roll call. So that's why we are making our namaz. Then of course, that is the wrong niyat. And it will be quite stupid also, that you are making the namaz, now Now you made a wrong niyat and you lost everything. You think, make the right niyat. Or that somebody is checking on me, my wife checks on me that I must be making my namaz, so I'll go make namaz, but because she's going to ask me, that did you go to the masjid for your namaz? So you are coming to the, just make your niyat correct. And also, yeah, Allah reward our elders. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that sometimes, like a fly, when it's sitting on a mirror, it looks like it's in the mirror, but it's not in the mirror, it's outside the mirror. So many times also our niyat, it looks wrong, but actually it is not wrong, it is right. So when shaitan troubles us, many people ask this question, it's a very common question, that I do my zikr, I do my tilawat, but then the thought comes to me, I'm doing it for show, I'm doing it out of habit, I'm doing it for other people. So if that is happening, the simple solution, just correct your niyat at that time. Just change it. I'm doing it for Allah's pleasure. And we don't have to go into a whole long exercise. Just that, I'm doing it for your pleasure. That is enough. And then afterwards, what comes now, that I'm not doing it for Allah's pleasure, those are wasawis. Those are again, that shaitan playing on your mind. Then at the end of the amal, make tawbah istighfar. Ya Allah, if there was anything wrong in my amal, you make it maaf. And I make again that I did it only for your pleasure. And Allah is such a merciful, kind Allah that we have to go to so much of depths and details and to save. No, it is easy. It isn't difficult to get ikhlas. It's also easy that we just keep on making, refreshing our niyat. So Allah give us that tawfiq also. And in the month of Ramadan, if we can, and mashallah, yeah, in the Khanqah, there are so many ulama. Then we have many people we can ask. If we are working on that and it's coming in us, we can go and find out, my niyat, is it correct or not? Am I making the correct niyat or not? And then our niyat can come right. So to make niyat for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So that is, and then also very, very important, what niyat, the amal, the practice, masail, it must also be correct. Because if we make niyat for the pleasure of Allah, but the masail are not correct. We made wudu for the pleasure of Allah, but our wudu was incorrect. We left out a faraz. And a faraz, a small part of a faraz, like washing the face. If we didn't wash the part between the lobe of the ear and where the hair of the beard grow, if that remained wet, it did not get dry, it remained dry, it did not get wet. Or, yeah, at the bottom of the lip, or on the top where the moustache is, if we just wiped our hands like that, and the water didn't reach here. And then, if the masail are not correct, or washing the elbows, the arms, and the elbow got left dry, or the heels get left dry, then though the niyat is correct, the amal also has to be correct. So that also we have to be very careful that we should acquire, and Allah reward the friends who are doing the masail in the morning with regard to the slot of namaz, that the masail also, and this is just in 30 days we can never be master our namaz, but this is to give us an idea and we carry on, then hopefully namaz, niyat, masail, everything will come right. So we make niyat and we make it for the pleasure of Allah. Wherever we doubt, shaitan brings it out. Simple. Just again say, I'm only doing it for the pleasure of Allah. Refresh that I'm doing it. And keep on doing this in the month of Ramadan, so that this sits into us. And our tarbiyah takes place. Then it will be easy for. Then we will find that almost any act we do, it will be for the pleasure of Allah. And how fortunate are those people who eat also only for the pleasure of Allah. And when they become intimate with their wives also, for the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise, all of us perhaps are such, because of our desire we do it. But to do it for the pleasure of Allah, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say beautifully, that your own halal wife also, but don't make her halal all the time. So do it only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then see, and this is also a thing, again, one of those things, the environment of this world that we are living in, call it the modern world, call it the Western world, the alien world of Islam, We think that all those things is just a part of life, like becoming so much intimate with one's wife, halal wife, she's your wife. You're not in Ramadan, or in Ramadan, out of Rosa, 100% permissible. But if we see the lives and tarbiyat which our elders did of their murids, that how seldom they used to go to their wives also. For example, it is common in India, Pakistan, much less now, but before, that people who, ulama living in the villages, and they would, the whole year they will stay in the madrasa. Only Ramadan they will go home. So the whole year, see what control they have got of themselves. And even when they go now, it's Ramadan when they're there with the families. And Ramadan, the day is for Rosa, the night is for Ibadat also. So how little, but so this niyat and this control is a very, very important thing. And the Quran Sharif is quite explicit. Getting married is not to give vent to your lust and desire. Marriage, first of all, is for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then it is to procure children, which today, as it has come, there will be more of intimate relationship, but less children. Before, they shouldn't have so much like we have, intimate relations with the wife, but so much children they used to have. And today, more is like we obsessed with sex and with lust and all that. And hardly a children, very few, two children in a house are sufficient. So all this, Allah make that Islamic mizaj comes into us. And we learn everything and see our elders and see how their lives were, and that comes. So our niyat, we learn to make niyat, and we will be fortunate if we do this little bit, try and make niyat consciously. With one another, remind one another on good things, that if you make your niyat, for example, going to wash hands. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, if you wash hands after meals, niyat of sunnat, poverty will never come to you. Now how many of us don't wash hands after meals? Or if we wash, just it's a riwaj, after eating you must wash hands. But do it with the niyat of the sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And very sadly also, Allah give us tawfiq to correct it, at our social functions, weddings, walimas, Quran Sharif khatams, now those serviettes are put there, that you, or the wet ones, that you don't have to go and wash your hands. You just, they wipe your hand. We don't realize we are being strongly instrumental to destroy a sunnat. That we don't go there. And today, one time we attended a hifz khatam jalsa. After that meals were served, so we wanted to wash hands. And it was an exercise to get water to wash hands. Whereas that it should have been a natural thing, or arrangements should be made. On your way there, there is a tap, you wash your hands, or they bring the water or something. But it was a real exercise of about 15 minutes when to get water to wash hands. And it's a Quran khatam jalsa. And it's not a small sunnah, no sunnah is small. And so important. But today we just unmindful of these things. And today, like at a social function, if we want to wash hands, it's also a job, because it's taken. You just come, you start eating, and after that you just use those wet ones and you wipe your hands. And we don't realize that Allah reward one of our very good friends, went to Madina Sharif, and the thought came that we have to make sunnah sada. So usually we all go, Allah forgive us, to the restaurant of the hotel. Your breakfast is included, or maybe all the meals are included. There you are sitting at the table, you're sitting on a chair at the table. And we came to Madina Sharif, and here you have to make sunnats alive. And you are that person at home, you sit on the floor. Now when you came to Madina Sharif, now you are sitting at the table, whole Western way. And then not only that, all the other men, how much you going to control your eyes? How are you going to control your eyes there? Not only that, everything else, the way of eating now, going and taking the food, all that, which Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that this is more like the grazing of a cow, going around and taking little, like off our bright place and all this. That's not having a meal, is you sit down and you are relaxed. Anyway, that we did discuss that is the... So Allah give us the tawfiq of making niyat. And then, ulama speak also of a thing, ihzar in niyat. To make that niyat present at that time. One is your niyat is there, but to make it consciously. And in that also, in ihdari niyat, there can be many more niyats you can make also. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. Actions will be according to the intention. Likulli mri'im ma nawa. And for every person, what intentions he made, so much thawab he will get. Like for example, we get up for tahajjud namaz, we can make niyat of tahajjud, but you can make niyat of salatu tawbah also. And you will get that thawab also. So, salatul hajah. And who of us haven't got needs? You can make that niyat also. And salatul shukr. Shukr to how much shukr we have to make. Salatul istikhara. All the time we've got something or the other to make istikhara about. So, as many niyats as we make, so lots of thawabs. The same thing with ishraq time. We can make many more niyats. With dhuha, with all, with our other nafal namazes, we can make lot of niyats. And how many niyats we make, so much thawabs we will get. So if we get learn in this month of Ramadan, the amal of making niyat, and with ta'addud and niyat, and many niyats, and this also, solely we say, Ya Allah, for your pleasure. And that comes into us, that we all our amal, now we have come to that we're doing it only for Allah. That amal has got great weight. Amal which is done only for the pleasure of Allah, khalisatan, that has got, it can be the smallest amal. It can be a nafal, it can be a sunnah, mustahab, but done solely for the pleasure of Allah, it will have great weight by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And huge amal, very big amal we did, but the niyat wasn't correct, it is absolutely nothing. It holds no weight whatsoever. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, you've got a Darul Uloom, 5,000 students, but the niyat is not correct, it is zero, it is minus. And you've got 5 students, just in your little room, one room you are teaching in your house, in your garage you are teaching, but niyat is correct. And it is done solely for the pleasure of Allah. And in that niyat, that not only to teach, but your niyat also produce such ulama that they will carry on with the work of deen. And your niyat further, they will go to different continents and they will go and bring deen alive. Further your niyat, they will bring the whole of deen alive. Further in their lives they will bring deen. They will bring deen in the lives of all, according to that niyat, that 5 students, and where you are soaring by Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, you can be having 50,000 students, but your niyat is not correct, then there is absolutely. And today, we don't pay attention to niyat. We can't see niyat, so we don't even pay attention. And niyat, some buzurgane deen. A youngster asked one great buzurg, you take so long to start your namaz. So he told him in his way, beta, you are still very young. Your mind is very fresh. You can make your niyat very quickly. For me, it takes me a long time. In order to get you, and for that reason, if Allah gives us the tawfiq, we try and come early for namaz. Even if it is after the sunnahs, 2-3 minutes before. So that for the faraz we are going into, our mind can start focusing. Unfortunately, our condition generally is, we're just making it for the ruku. And we are rushing. So when are we going to think? Or sometimes just for the last rakah, just to get the salam, we are rushing. So how are we going to? So this niyat is also an amal of its own. Not a amal that we can see and feel, but it's an amal and which requires time also. So how much niyat we make, so much we will get that reward also. And in all this, we do it for the pleasure of Allah. Then everything we do will have great value. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that every person must have some such amal which nobody knows about. They can be even mustahab nafal amal, but which nobody, not even your wife, nobody knows. Those amal will help you tremendously on the day of Qiyamah. And those that we do publicly, mashallah, if we train ourselves, we can do all our public amal, but we can do it solely for the pleasure of Allah. As we are sitting here, it's a public amal. Everyone is seeing our amal now. But sitting here, if the niyat is correct, it can become a great amal. Our sitting and listening, And there can be many niyats that we make here also. For example, one that we are taught. When you come to the masjid, make masjid, make niyat of i'tikaf. So if any one of us didn't, refresh that niyat now, that I'm making i'tikaf. For that we are getting sawab. To listen to the talk of deen. And so much so it has come in the Hadith Sharif that if a person goes to the masjid with the niyat, there will be a talk given. Like we know there will be kitab reading. There will be tafsir, whatever. Then and I'll listen to that. You get the sawab of one hajj, the sawab of one hajj for that amal. So, whole day, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl programs are taking place. And we make those niyats, we can get all that sawab. Then we can make the niyat that all the brothers who are sitting here, everyone is mu'min, he's got iman, that's why we are here, alhamdulillah, we are Muslim, and everyone's level is different, we don't know who is where. But this all comes into the air, and this one great environment of iman is now created by all of all us coming here. So I'm going to take benefit from that also. We make niyat, I'll make salam to the people. And when people make salam to me, we make niyat, I will reply. If somebody gives me some nasiha, advice, I will accept it. If there's occasion, I can tell somebody, I see somebody's trouser is below his ankle, in a nice way, I will try and remind him also. Already, even if you don't see anyone, but you got the sawab. In fact, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one time in the Markaz in Nizamuddin, he said that, if we every morning when we get up, when we make niyat, Ya Allah, that all the things which are faras for me, and all the things which you desire for me, sunnat, mustahab, nafil, all those I make niyat of doing them all. Already you get that sawab. And make the niyat for that day until maut. And you get that sawab. Because you make the niyat, Allah is going to give you that sawab. And further Hazrat said that all the things which Allah has made haram, like for example, you're a person, you won't backbite, you won't lie, you won't drink liquor, you won't gamble, you won't commit adultery, but you make niyat, I'll stay away from, you didn't make niyat, there's no sawab for it also. No guna also, you're not going to do it. No guna also, and no sawab also. But you make niyat, I won't commit adultery my whole life, I won't drink liquor, I won't swear, I won't lie. You make that niyat, and you don't have to do it in detail. All the things Allah, you have made haram. Sometimes, when you have the time, think about it a little bit detail. If you make that niyat, you get the sawab of staying away from haram. And the sawab, or some ulama's view is, staying away from haram is more virtuous than doing the things which are faras. Faras also, if you stay away from faras, is a haram also you are doing. So, by staying away, and this haram you won't do. Faras you have to do what is mutallik with you. Right? So, all those things which are connected to me. I'm not a businessman, for example, so the laws of business don't apply to me. Yes, when I go and buy something and that, so then that will apply. I'm not a doctor, so the laws which are up to a doctor are different again. I'm not a housewife, the housewife's laws are different, but which are connected to me, Ya Allah, I'll fulfill all those. So this is a very, very great ibadat. And if in the month of Ramadan we could train ourselves and bring this niyat under control, and we make niyat, what rewards we will get. A person, for example, is seen, he's going to his shop, he's going to his surgery, he's going to his office, and he's just going. But if he makes the niyat that I'm going to earn halal rosy. To earn halal rosy is amongst the major farais. After fulfilling our other farais, to earn halal rosy is a one. You are fulfilling a great farais. By that, I won't be a beggar. I will look after myself. I'll be independent. I'll look after my family properly. I will spend on masjid, madrasa. I will spend going in the path of Allah. I will give in all other good causes, and there can be no end to the. I will help people in the most remotest corners of the world. I'll send iftari for many places. Your niyat, according to your niyat, and then how much you can do, you do. You will get that. It is narrated when there was droughts in the time of the Bani Israel. People were suffering. of hunger. One person made this niyat that, Ya Allah, if this mountain was of wheat, I should have taken it and go and distributed it to all the people. Allah sent wahi to the Nabi of the time, go and inform this person he's got his sawab. Made of that. Now, how lot sawab, a whole mountain of wheat, and then to go and distribute it. Even if you got it, it's not an easy job to go and distribute it. And shaitan troubles us so much that are these the actual recipients? Do they deserve it or they don't deserve it? Whenever we to decide to give something, it becomes so hard. When you want to give, your farz zakat, must I give it? Is this person really deserving of zakat or not? No, he's not. Another person, no, he's not. Shaitan again troubles us in that way. So to give it also is a job also. So anyway, by our niyat, we can get these great, great rewards. And we deprive ourselves by not making niyat. And niyat is such a thing, nobody knows. You are lying in bed, you got up, and before you actually become active, you get up to go to toilet, you made your few niyat. Somebody will think, lazy person, he's just lying down, but where you have reached already with your niyat. Where other people cannot ever reach their whole life perhaps. Just the few minutes of your lying down, where haven't you reached already? And then how much you can do? Now you start doing. Now you get prepared for your fajr. Allah give tawfiq of tahajjud also. And your namazes, you made niyat for whole life's fajr. And whole life's namazes. Now yeah, what you can do? You are doing it. So you will get that reward. Allah. So niyat is a very, very great amal which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And which unfortunately, generally, we are negligent of it. And the more we will make niyat, and we perfect our niyat, beautify our niyat, make it a complete niyat, according to that will be our rewards. A person sits down to read Quran Sharif, you took the Quran Sharif, you sat down, you started reading, you get your sawab, but you made niyat. That now I'm reading for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And Ibn Kathir, Rahimullah, has written most probably about 21 niyats that we can make for when we read Quran Sharif. In Mazahir-e Haq, the commentary of Mishkat Sharif, about 15 niyats more or less are written when coming to the masjid for namaz. And not necessarily every time in every detail you make 21 niyats, then when you're going to read Quran Sharif. All your time will be going in there. But occasionally you go through all and you say, I'm making all those niyats. Coming to the masjid, all those niyats. And there are so many niyats that we can make. And this also, ulama, Allah reward them and their sincerity and their humility. They say so much has opened up to me. Somebody with a more bigger eye and vision will know even more. So who on whom Allah Ta'ala opens, how much more can come out? And if we will bring this within us and we bring it into others, Allah Ta'ala, we can reach very high. With regard to niyat also, and on the other hand, as we said, that if our niyat is for name and fame, which we shouldn't, but if we are, then everything is lost. Then it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that amongst the first people who will be going to Jahannam will be an alim, a qari, who gave their whole life for deen. But why did you do it? They will say, for Allah's pleasure. Allah will say, you are lying. You did it for the people to say. And the people have said it. And now you will be taken headlong and thrown in. The same with a generous person who spent so much in the path. Same with a brave person who gave his life in the path of Allah. All this, but if it wasn't for Allah's pleasure. When Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu should narrate this hadith, he should fall down unconscious. What will be the condition? How they feared also. And also one beautiful dua our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair have taught us, and we all should try and learn this dua very easy. And if not, ask the ulama, they will write it. It's in Kanzul Ummal, our Shaykh Damat Baraka Rahmatullah Ali taught us that Allahumma inni a'uzu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Very similar to our fifth kalima. Very similar the words are. But just what it is done more, it is the words are but less. So by this it comes in that hadith that all types of doing things for name and fame, all that you will get saved from. The little bit of it, the bigger part of it. The secretly, publicly, small, big. Everything Allah will protect you. And this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that a black ant walking on a black night on a black stone right in the dark, who can see it, who can hear it walking? More secretly than that, riya, doing things for name and fame, comes into the heart of a person. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Allah's Rasul, then all of us will be destroyed. That we hardly know it came in our heart. And so secretly it has come that we got no idea about it. No smell of it, no, you didn't hear it, you didn't see it. And it has come in your heart, and now you are doing things for name and fame. Our Shaykh Jazamullah Khair adds that those ulama who are serving deen for their whole lives, but if the riya came in, and you're doing it for name and fame, you say, what a great deprivation. That you didn't go out in the dunya, you didn't do anything of dunya, your whole life, like a hermit. You were just in your madrasa, you were just in your khanqah, you were just in your deeni circles. But show came in. And it came such a way, such a subtle way, that you didn't know also. Then everything is lost. So he said, our Shaykh says, how important is then this dua for especially those who are fully in khidmat of deen. And every one of us, Allah Ta'ala has given us that beautiful deen that you can be a housewife, you can be a laborer, you can be a professional, you can be whoever. But just by our niyat, our whole dunya also, what we call dunya, becomes deen also. In your shop you are 8 hours, 10 hours, but your niyat, you have made it correct, that isn't now dunya. It is all deen. You can buy a brand new car, and your niyat is correct, buying that car is no more dunya now. It is deen. And if that becomes, then alhamdulillah, you will be saved of proud, you become, I'm driving this kind of a car. If you did it correctly, with your niyat correctly, and you are humble, and when that comes into you, then problems come also. Now you perhaps meet up with an accident, because now your driving will be also affected accordingly, and you'll drive like that also. Then you can be hijacked, crooks and robbers can get hold of you, all this can happen. But if you had that humility, humbleness, then malaika are there to protect you. They are with you. So how much of our dunya in our deen, if we have deen in our lives, our dunya is also guaranteed. And dunya deen is made also. So niyat has got a very important part that plays in all these things. So Allah give us tawfiq that we do everything. And this is the month now that we try and make those niyats. Like that, we can ask any maulana, mufti sahab, maulana, this morning I didn't make niyat for roza. So your roza is made. There, no doubt you got up for siri, so your roza is made. That was your niyat. But if we give that explanation, if you kept that roza and you made as many more niyats as you can, so much more sawabs you can get. And especially for nafal rozas, you can make many more niyats also. And you can get so much more sawabs also. So all our amal that we do, a student who comes to study, an ustad who comes to teach, one is you just got in your car or you came walking and you sat down and you taught your sabah, But one is you made some niyats. According to those niyat, every niyat is like a separate amal on its own. And for that, you get your reward also accordingly. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to this great amal of niyat that Allah Ta'ala brings it within us. And then the niyat also, correct niyat for the pleasure of Allah, the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah give us all tawfiq. If we do some housework, for example, and we make niyat, this was also the niyat of my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He also helped in housework. And I'm doing it, Ya Allah, for your pleasure. How much sawab won't we get for that also? So, Allah Ta'ala, make it easy for us. And we fulfill these about niyat, we correct it, and we make as many niyats as possible. So the ikhlas, that also has to be developed, and this is also a thing, Allahu Akbar. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah, reward our buzurs. They've given everything to us on the plate. It is just for us to have it now. Hazrat said that all amal normally starts with a person with adat, is a habit. As you keep on making it, then, first it is done for show. A person, when he's still young and that, or a bit far from deen, not so connected, many times he doesn't realize also, but he's doing it for show. From show, it becomes a habit. And from habit, and from habit, and from habit, it becomes ikhlas. Now you will do it. So just be at it. And what a beautiful example also. Many times shaitan comes, you haven't got sincerity, so why are you making da'amah, making da'amah? You're getting up for fajr, you're getting up for tahajjud, and you haven't got sincerity, so why do da'amah? So how beautiful example our buzurgs give, that you want milk, you want soup, but you haven't got a bowl to take it in. First have the bowl, then you can put your milk in there. Then you can put your soup in there. So the amal must be there first. If there is an amal, where is your ikhlas going to come in? You're not making namaz, so where must ikhlas come in? You're not making tilawat, so where must ikhlas? Make your amal. And you are doing it for show at the start. You are doing it as a habit. But you keep on. And this is also a great lesson in all our matters of deen. Just keep on doing. And even, Allahu Akbar. Abdul Wahab Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that even if you feel you are doing your things for show, you carry on doing. One of the people who you told, and they made amal, by their barakat and their ikhlas, Allah will give you also. Your najat will also take place. Like that, you're not supposed to. But Allah in His great mercy, as ulama have written, that Allah Ta'ala is not going to look for our faults. Allah is going to look for excuse to forgive you. So just this, Allahu Akbar, it has come to this extent also, one person that was presented by Allah Ta'ala, and no good deeds. A person his whole life, a rotten life, completely. No chance for him. So Allah Ta'ala said that if he have any as a friend, no. Did he sit in any alim's bayan? No. Did he ever meet an alim? No. Everything negative. Did he have a friend whose friend was an alim? Yeah, there was one. Alright, go. That is also. So it shows also the value of the ulama on the one side. What great ilm, and that Allah make us. Do we think we are, one alim said so beautifully, he says, we think we are ulama. Ulama. Ulama was Imam Abu Hanifa. And we think we are. What do we know? Where was we are disgraced to them? Ulama was Shah Waliullah. Ulama was Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi. We are disgraced that we take our name, and our name is like similar to their name. Allah forgive us. But Allah is so merciful and so kind. Just on that nisbat, our shaykh's one beautiful poem, Ab mera naam bhi unke naam ke saath aayega. Just our name with their name. Just to be associated with ulama-i Deoband, make this, so tell Allah, Ya Allah, you associated me, gave me nisbat with ulama-i Deoband and me. We don't come anywhere near. But just that you, that little nisbat, that also is so great. And Allah keeps large. Allah keeps in mind. Allahu Akbar. One person came to Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali, and it was just lunchtime or something. And Maulana was also busy, and Abu Buzurgan Eddin, they don't have time to waste. And to host a person is not a small thing, it's a job also. But he said, I'm from Kashmir, I've come in. And Maulana called him in, gave him proper meals, everything. And then after them, gave him so much presents, a special topi, a sopi, a special amama, very special things. So one of Hazrat's Khadim students, close to Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, this is an ordinary person. You should give something small also. He should become so happy. He said, didn't you hear what he said from where he comes? That he comes from Kashmir, and Ma Ustad Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri. Just that nisbat. that he did so much for him. Out of his way he went, humbled himself in front of him, just because he's got his nisbat with Kashmir, and my share, my ustad is from Kashmir. So like that Allah Ta'ala will in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah forgive us, we are like a disgrace to be called that who is the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But just that nisbat has got a great value also. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, let us appreciate this, and our niyat, the one is to make niyat, to make the correct niyat, to make as many niyat as possible, and in between where we feel we are faltering, refresh and make our niyat correct again, and don't fall in the trap of shaitan that we are not doing it for Allah, there is an ikhlas. No, we must just carry on, no matter how it is, we must carry on. Allah give us all tawfiq, and let us make this month of Ramadan really that we spend it such a way that we are made completely on almost every aspect. We are saying just if that one thing, if our eyes come under control, tongue come under control, heart come under control, if our niyat we can just correct, and we just gain that treasure of niyat in this month, what a great treasure we have gained. And once we have done it and we have practiced it in this month, this is why the month is here. 30 days in order to bring this all into us. If we did it for the whole of the year, whole life, we won't have to make all that effort now. We will just do normally, it will just come naturally now. Like for example, a person who, a doctor for example, he has to diagnose or something and start very hard to learn, but once it's on his fingers, so to say, it's a joke like now. To diagnose becomes so easy. And mashallah, there were those people, the Hakims especially, that as the patient walks in at the door, they diagnose him already. Finish, he's diagnosed completely. Wow. Or the patient just sits in front of him. He just looks in the eyes and he has diagnosed everything. Whether he's got sugar, whether he's got cholesterol, everything. So just that effort they did, they went through it. But now it's easy. Now you don't have to repeat that whole big exercises again every time. So this is the training period for those of us who are giving out 30 days, 40 days, 10 days. And for the ummah at large, this 30 days of Ramadan is just that we do that, and the whole year everything will come easy. And once that is done, then we will see what is being a Muslim. The world will see what is to be a Muslim. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, allahumma, bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.